News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government and opposition are on another collision course after a breakdown in talks over speaking rights in the Dáil. Let's find out just what happened. We'll speak to Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary in just a minute. But first, Pádraic McLoughlin, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal. Good morning to you. The public thinks this has gone away. Why hasn't it?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, the Cann Corner made a ruling that Michael Lowry and the group of independents around him, the regional independents and Danny Healy-Ray, clearly are government TDs. They cannot be defined as opposition TDs. So rather than just accept that, the government now are proposing to come back again, and it's actually even worse. So they would allow these government TDs to have access to leaders' questions with a new name, but it's leaders' questions. It's Understanding Order 38 of the House of Leaders' Questions, priority questions to the minister. These are all uniquely available to the opposition in a democracy. You'd have one Taoiseach's questions rather than two every week, so less accountability from Micheál Martin. And then they would try to tell us on the order of business on a Tuesday. So the government have a majority. They put the Dáil schedule to the Dáil on a Tuesday, that they would tell us who speaks for the opposition, and it would be 30 seconds or less. So this is a power grab, and it's even worse than the situation that we find ourselves in leading into the election of Taoiseach.
All right, Barry Ward, what are you up to?
Well, certainly nothing. What Pádraic is suggesting there is real. What we have is a situation in our parliament where backbenchers, so non-ministers who are members of government parties, do not have the same exposure or the opportunity to question that opposition members do. Now, Pádraic suggests that that is something that should be the case, although it's only the case actually in four parliaments.
But he's not suggesting that. What he's suggesting is that we go from two Taoiseach questions a week to one Taoiseach questions, and it's decided by the government who can ask the question.
Well, no, he's not, actually. What he said was, in a democracy, it should be uniquely the purvey of the opposition to ask questions, leaders' questions, as they're called. They're questions from the groups, from the leaders of the various groups. And that's what he's really talking about.
It has been thus for a very long time.
Well, it may well have been, Jonathan, but that doesn't mean that it's right. Can I give you an example? Twice a week, Sinn Féin has private members' time within the Oireachtas. They can bring forward whatever motion they want. In my first week as a TD, one of the motions they brought forward was on Palestine. Now, I feel very deeply about Palestine. I've been very vocal on this issue. As a government backbencher, I get zero speaking time on that issue. There are 120 minutes for the debate, 100 minutes go to opposition people, 20 minutes go to ministers. And opposition and government backbenchers get nothing at all. Now, the question Pádraic and his colleagues need to answer is, why is his mandate more valuable than mine? Why do I not get to speak on behalf of the people of Dunleary? Ask questions of the Taoiseach, ask questions of leaders.
Pádraic McLoughlin?
Well, let's take the first thing first. He didn't respond at all to the fact that you would have Michael Lowry. Imagine Michael Lowry, who stood with all his regional independents and said, we will support this government in good days and bad, that he would stand up as a fake opposition spokesperson and ask questions towards the Taoiseach. Now, just to be clear, anybody in government or opposition can put a question to the Taoiseach or the Taoiseach 3 days a week under the questions and promise legislation. That happens immediately after leaders' questions every day. So that opportunity...
Yeah, after the dramatic bit, the functional bit happens afterwards.
Yeah, but, I mean, are we seriously suggesting that Michael Lowry could present himself as a member of the opposition? I mean, this has taken the Irish people for fools. The Cann Corner has ruled on this. The government said they accepted it, and now they're coming back again. And it strikes me very clearly that there's been some kind of a deal here with Michael Lowry. He's gone quiet for a couple of weeks. They obviously told him, get offside, we'll sort this out for you, Michael. And here we are again now, coming back again, trying to, you know, force government TDs into the opposition, you know, to create that dynamic.
This is all obfuscation. This is not what the issue is about at all, Pádraic.
It's a question, if I can put you, Barry Ward, that, you know, is Michael Lowry part of the opposition or part of the government?
Honestly, Jonathan, I don't care one jot about Michael Lowry or his colleagues. That's
you
not what
might
I'm
not,
about.
But a no, lot but, of the
but listen, listen to what I have to say, because Pádraic is once again making about that issue. That issue is, as he says, resolved. What the Dáil Reform Committee is doing now is looking
resolved.
At that standing order. Hang on a second, Pádraig, now. Just let me finish the point. What the Dáil Reform Committee's job is to do is to look at reform of the Dáil, because we have a situation where there is a massively unfair imbalance within the speaking time. And I say that as a government backbencher who doesn't really get speaking time. And what the proposal that has come from the government parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, not independents, and I've nothing to do with them, is that we would rebalance speaking time. And we're not pushing that independents would get anything. We're pushing that government backbenchers would also have the opportunity to ask questions. And I don't understand, Pádraig, why you're so afraid that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil members who are not ministers would also get to ask questions. What is it that Sinn Féin doesn't want us to do? Why are you so afraid of giving us an equal share, not even an equal fair share, because you'd still have much more time than we would? Why are you afraid of letting us ask questions as well?
Pádraig McLaughlin.
Well, let's be clear. On Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, every week, and every journalist in Ireland knows this, and anybody who follows the Dáil knows this, government backbenchers can ask questions of the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach under questions and promise legislation. They get a very fair share of the questions in relation to that. When it comes to statements in the Dáil, the government proportionately get a very fair share. And indeed, what happens a lot of the time
it's
is government ministers eat up... please let me finish. What happens is government ministers eat up most of the time from the government side and don't give a fair share to their own backbenchers. You should challenge your own government ministers on that. But the core point here is, why on earth would you try to present Michael Lowry as a member of the opposition?
Point. That's not the core point at all. What it's about actually is giving a fair distribution. Now, you've said that we get questions on Palmerston legislation, which is true. And by the way, we get 2 out of 6. So it's not proportionate.
But you're in government.
I am not in government, actually. I'm a member of a government party, absolutely. But
you're,
I'm in
no,
the Dáil.
Hang on, Barry, come no, on. No, don't try and take the listeners for fools. You
I'm
are
not
in government.
Sorry, please don't say that again. Because so this is an opposition narrative. They're trying to take the people for fools.
I'm not in the opposition. I'm sitting on the fence.
Please let me finish. Let me finish the point now. Because it's really important.
Can you just accept the point that you're in government, please?
I am not in government. I'm a member of a government party. And as such, I am suppressed in what I can do. So let's just be clear about it, okay? I'm in the Dáil to represent the people of Dunleary. Yes, I'm here in Fine Gael, and yes, my colleagues are ministers, and they get much more time than I do.
I think people have definitely heard what you said there, Barry Ward.
Will you let me address the point, because it's really important.
Well, if you could do it quickly, because we're running
out of
time.
And Pádraig has avoided this at all, because the reality is there's a massive disproportion. As a backbencher, not as a minister, I get no opportunity in real terms to ask leaders questions, not questions on promised legislation, but a question that I want to ask. I don't get that opportunity, and Pádraig doesn't want me to get it either.
Pádraig McLaughlin, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal, and Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary, who apparently is not a member of government. Thank you both very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
This morning here on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.